Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is here. It's Tuesday. It's the last day of 2024. Welcome to New Year's Eve, everybody. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay. It is so clean in here.
Isn't it, though? Gosh, dang it. You didn't mess it up. Good
Not
job.
Yet.
Yeah, I was like, well, it was risky. You know, I was like going yesterday. I thought, well, I'll probably come in. It'll just be a complete mess. But no, thank you for not messing it up. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, we'll see once we get into 2025.
Yeah, we'll see when Kevin gets here. Is that what you're going to try to say there? I knew what you were saying. Yes, you can just say it out loud.
I wasn't saying it.
Yeah, you can say it out loud. It's fine. Yeah.
All right, we'll see once Kevin gets here. No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Big plans for New Year's Eve, I'm sure, for you today, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're doing all the things, right? You're going to do...
All the things.
You know, there was the one thing, and then you're going to do the party, and then the other thing. And then... yeah.
Yeah.
Percentage of people go to a party? Do you know?
Ooh, I was...
Only those away.
I was looking at this for potential stat of the
day. Oh, well, let's not ruin it then.
as part of it. Where does it say? Oh, this just says, 49% of Americans spend New Year's Eve at home, 18% at a friend's house, 9% at a bar, restaurant, or event.
9%? Wow. Well, seems pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 18% at a friend's house. That could also be like a party, I guess.
Sure. I guess that's considered a party. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, 9% at a bar. I was thinking, I think big plans for us. We're going to go to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Dinner with friends. Yep. So I guess whatever percentage that was, is that part of the 9%?
Yeah.
9% Look at us bar, go. Restaurant Man, aren't we just unique and rare?
I guess so. Yeah.
Home by probably, you know, 9?
Well,
it's big partiers.
Still, it's still party.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I guess the Northern Lights are going to be out tonight, so that's kind of a cool New Year's Eve celebration. And I think they're saying in Washington, Idaho, Montana, you should be able to see them.
Oh, all those places.
I don't know what our cloud cover scenario is. I mean, I'm guessing it is Spokane. It is this year, so it's probably going to be cloudy. I don't know if that's going to be so cloudy it won't, it, you know, you won't get to see anything or not. But I mean, I'll take a peek before I go to bed.
You'll take a peek?
You got to do it through your cell phone camera, though, so you can actually really see it.
Oh, true, true, true.
So, yeah, well, I don't know. It might be kind of a cool way. You know, they have the fireworks and everything at all these places for New Year's, and I guess Mother Nature will provide her own.
There you go.
And it's already New Year's in New Zealand, right? Didn't they already?
Are they that far ahead?
I think they are, yeah.
They might. Yeah, I guess they might be. They have to be, yeah.
What time is it in New Zealand? Only there was a way. Yeah, it's 3:06 in the morning on January 1st.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it has to have been, yeah.
Congratulations.
And no rain today, though, huh?
I mean, yeah, I think we're good. We had a little fog this morning. There's some freezing fog. I did hear they were saying that outlying areas might have a little black ice scenario because of the freezing fog to the road. Downtown, I will say, and then coming in from the valley was fine. I don't know how many people are working today. Only the cool people are working today, Steve.
It's a big working day, Jay.
Is it? The Tuesday, New Year's Eve on a Tuesday? Just the whole thing is weird with the middle of the week and then tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have off and then back on Thursday, Friday with the whole show. Kev back on Thursday. We'll have the Friday crew on Friday. So it's just kind of a weird, weird week.
Yeah. You know, on
chopped up.
Thursday of last week, I asked you what day it felt like to you, and yeah. I think you said it was like a Tuesday-Wednesday feel, if I remember.
Yeah.
So what does today feel like?
I've said it in my head a million times that it's Tuesday, so I think I've convinced myself that.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be weirder on Thursday because it was like, don't work yesterday, work today, don't work tomorrow, and then work 2 days. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to feel weird, I think.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, thanks.
As you say.
Also, we did get a nice present from someone.
Oh, yeah?
See this whole box right here?
Yeah, it's a whole one. It's a whole box.
Yeah, we're going to have to go through that because it's... Marlene
sent us a box of stuff. Says she listens every morning.
Oh.
Very sweet. We'll have to go through it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. It's for, like, the three of us.
Oh.
And it said Merry Christmas, so I don't know if it took a while to get here or if they were downstairs holding packages. I think the guy that did the does the package delivery had a couple days off, how dare he, and then apparently was worried about water pouring through the roof for the last couple of days. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Steve had fun dealing with that. You had good time yesterday dealing with that?
Well, no, it wasn't really me. I just had
You were just
to,
noticing?
Yeah, and I had to be the bearer of bad news.
Right.
But, I mean, I didn't get wet or anything.
Well, yeah, that's good.
So, but it was just...
They would take a picture of the buckets and say, Happy New Year.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And she likes to drive, right? She definitely likes to be in control.
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, this is perfect. I like to drive. You like to passenger. I was like, yeah, I'll be the co-pilot.
Kevin James.
And then she called me a passenger princess.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow. Who was that? Passenger princess? Who called you that?
One of the promo techs.
Oh, passenger princess.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Passenger Princess. Steve. Hi, Steve.
It sounds almost like
it's great.
Like a Super Mario character.
It could be,
like
yeah.
Like Princess Peach, Passenger Princess.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Snow and Rosalia, snowing like crazy. That just in up the text line. Thanks for that. Drive safe.
Oh. Yeah, I guess some places it's cold enough, huh?
What is it here? Not cold enough here?
I don't think so. I think it's just like 2 degrees.
33. It can snow at 33.
Does it?
I mean, yeah, it's not supposed to in theory, but you know.
Yeah. Well, my phone actually says 30.
Well, there you go. See? So.
Okay. So it is cold enough.
Yeah. So there you go. So anyway, be safe. It could be a little bit of black ice. There's some fog and all that stuff. It's winter, guys. It's winter. If you haven't figured that out. Weird winter so far, but it is winter.
Yeah. That is true.
Did you get snow at your apartment? I don't want to steal your first thought, but did you get snow over the weekend?
Over the weekend, it was kind of like slushy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I guess sort of snow-ish. Snow adjacent.
Yeah, we got some snow.
Did you get some?
Okay. It's a little bit higher there, but it's, you know, got a little bit, and, you know, most of it's melted by now, and some on the grass, just enough for the dogs to play around in and enjoy their day.
Okay. Not for you to enjoy your day?
No, I don't particularly care for it.
Oh, okay.
That's why I live where it snows, because I don't care for it. Makes a lot of sense.
True. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
So, Jay, I think I was unintentionally adventurous.
Well, I'm sure it was unintentional.
Why?
I mean, there's no way you did it on purpose. What'd you do?
That's true.
What did you do, Steve?
Jay, I think I... had pizza that wasn't cheese pizza.
You don't know?
Well, technically not, but sort of.
Hmm.
Here's what happened. So I got all these pizzas, right? And I made one yesterday.
And where did you get these pizzas?
My dad.
These were the ones that were shipped to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So he got me a few of them.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this is great. I'm just going to like go through these. And
sure, of course.
Even though I really want to save them, but I can't because I...
Oh, they're calling your name from the freezer.
Yeah, I have no self-control.
I understand it.
So...
this stuff's good.
Yeah. So yesterday, I had one and I didn't finish it.
Okay. That's fair because they're pretty thick. There was a deep dish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And... I was like, okay, I'll save this for later. And so I saved it for later, but I was also like, oh, I got to have something else with it for my second helping.
Okay.
So I decided to heat up some meatballs.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, did I just make like basically a sausage pizza?
Yeah, what did you didn't put the meatballs on the pizza or you had them separate? Okay.
Separate.
Yeah, so kind of did.
Yeah. So I think I was a little adventurous.
Wow, look at you stepping out of the cheese pizza realm.
Yeah. I think. Does that count?
If you would have put it on the pizza, I feel like it would have counted. But because you ate them separately, I mean, it's, again, it's snow adjacent. You did, meat pizza adjacent.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's all going to the same place.
That's true. Yeah. So, was there a reason you didn't just crumble up the meatballs and just sprinkle them over the top and you just didn't think of it, thought, why, it's too much work?
I like to eat things separately.
You're one of those people who doesn't mix any food.
Yeah, it's kind of like Thanksgiving.
I can respect that. I'm not a big food mixer either, but that I could have seen where you've just said, well, heck, let's just put it on the pizza.
Yeah. I mean, people would.
No, I'm not going to steal your thunder, though. Good for you, Steve. Good for you, you adventurous guy, you.
I was so proud of myself.
Yes, I got meat pizza, baby.
And it's not even really sausage pizza.
Right. No, it's not. It's meat.
Yeah.
They're meatballs, not sausage balls.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be considered. What is that? It's most like sausage, though.
I mean, they have hamburger pizza, which you're basically what you had. You had a meatball, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, unless it was some sort of sausage meatball or seasoned meatball, which I'm doubting. It was probably just meat. So, yeah, you're good. You had a meat pizza.
Yeah.
Mm. Hamburger pizza.
Mm. But separate.
Correct, yes.
But it still counts.
Uh-huh. I'll give it to you. I'm going to give you at least partial credit for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was it? That was your adventure for the weekend? That was the most adventurous thing you did?
Most adventurous?
I mean, did you do this during your big Mizzou football win yesterday in the bowl game? Was that what was happening?
Yeah, that was half of it, yes. I had the plain cheese pizza while that was happening, and then later I ate the meatballs and the other half.
Oh, you didn't even eat them at the same setting?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
The second
right.
time. So I had.
I got you. Your leftover version.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
That's what happened. Because I had the whole thing and I ate half of it and then the other half I had with the meatball.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then was there a big celebration when your football team won yesterday? You ran around your apartment complex with your shirt off, waving it over your head with the big Mizzou on your chest or no?
No, it was hamburger pizza.
Okay, all right. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son's like, here, grab a hold of me and get up. I'm like, I am trying.
Yep, Kelly said she felt it.
She felt it. Okay, I wondered if other people felt it. It was so loud.
Kevin James.
Where are you hurting, Kevin?
Everywhere, Steve.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Audio Vault time here on this New Year's Eve. Excitement about the new Happy Gilmore trailer. Happy Gilmore 2, the trailer released.
It's great to see you back, Mr. Gilmore.
Yeah, baby!
We've only just begun.
Gilmore.
Big David.
Yeah. Summer of 2025.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy Gilmore New Year.
Happy Gilmore New Year. I guess he is saying McGavin.
Because, you know, it's like it's the face-off between, you know, Shooter McGavin and Happy.
Yeah. It just sounded like he wasn't saying McGavin.
It does sound weird. Yeah, it didn't sound like it at first.
Yeah, but maybe that's just the Adam Sandler.
The growl thing, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Gilmore.
McGavin.
Yeah. Yeah, he says it. Yeah. Cole Swindell, does he care? Does he like it? Does he hate it? You know, some people, they wish for fame, and then when they get it, it's sometimes difficult to handle. He doesn't mind it.
You know, if anybody wants to meet you, I mean, that's a compliment. People always ask me, don't you get tired of this? Don't you get tired of smiling? And I honestly, and I mean this, I mean, one day they're not going to want a picture anymore. They're not going to want an autograph, and that's going to be way worse.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be grateful that someone cares enough to want to see you and talk to you. I love that. Let's see. Oh, gosh, I wanted to do the Justin Moore. Justin Moore thinks we maybe have been going about it the wrong way.
Okay.
Thoughts?
You know, as a parent, you're trying to always give your kids better things than you had, right? Whether it be a vacations or whether it be a pair of cleats. And we were just kind of talking about the fact that, like, maybe we should go back to giving them, like, crap. Because I don't know that they really appreciate it the way that they should or that you want them to. And if they had to get out there and push mow a yard, I don't even think they'd know how to do it.
Give them crap.
All right.
I don't mind it. It's kind of funny.
Is that what you're going to do from now on?
A little late for me, unfortunately. But
oh, okay. It's never too late, Jay.
I'm sure when those grandkids come around at some point, we'll give them crap. I'm just see my wife. That seems like her personality.
Oh, man. Jeez. Well, you know, when you're a grandparent, you're just spoiling.
I know.
Total opposite there.
Well, Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Luke Bryan, hoping that you have a very Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Miranda Lambert, hoping that you have a very Happy New Year.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate so nice.
It. Yeah, thank you.
It was like it was for us.
Yeah, it's like it was very personalized. You want to know who's odd is Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if you know that. He's a little different.
Odd?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You don't think Matthew McConaughey's odd?
Well,
I'm putting it on the poll immediately.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, he's an 11.
Wow. I don't know if I would say that high. I would maybe say like a 6-7.
Uh-huh.
You know, my height. Why is that funny?
I don't know. I was overlapping there. I apologize.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey's a bit odd, but you know what? You can still get his thoughts.
Want to work out some of life's riddles? Put a little rhyme to your reason? I do. That's why I'm launching Lyrics of Living. It's a newsletter that I'll put out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Think of it as a few-minute read of notes and ideas and thoughts that I've heard, seen, and stole along the way. Things that'll hopefully help you dance into your weekend and take that same jig into your work week. I like the sound of that. If you're into it, sign up at lyricsofliving.com. Hope to see you there. Appreciate it.
I mean, I might do it. I'm not saying it's that, you know, but because I'm thinking I want to dance into my weekend and bring that jig into the new work week.
I like the sounds of that.
He's just got that. I don't know. He's got some swag to him, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It makes it sound good.
He has very interesting phrasing. I don't know. I hope we dance into your weekend. I don't mind it. It's just, I mean, I feel like he just said it and then realized that it was cool, you know?
The way things that'll hopefully help you dance into your weekend and take that same jig into your work week. I like the sound of that.
Like he just surprised himself with that.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Well, it was like, what was that commercial he was in where it looked like he was like picking his nose or something, or he was, what was he doing? Oh, it was the Lincoln commercial where he was. Remember the...
Where he was picking his nose?
Not picking his nose, but it looked like he was holding a booger or something.
What?
In his hand? Do you not remember that?
I don't remember that.
It was for Lincoln, I think.
Okay, well, yeah, I remember he did that, but...
And he was, like, driving and holding his hand. And
oh, I see. That's right, because he was just, yeah, driving the car, and his hand was by his nose, so it made it look like he was picking his nose.
He was kind of just, like... rubbing his hand in a weird way where it looked like he was just picking his nose. And
I'm looking at it right now. It says right here, Matthew McConaughey booger rolling commercial.
Yeah, booger rolling. I guess that's what it would be called.
Okay. I'm looking at it.
Like post.
Yeah.
Post pick.
Uh-huh. I see what you're saying. Wow.
Do you not remember that?
I hadn't remembered it until just now, but yeah, thank you for that. Post pick.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to read some stuff from Matthew McConaughey post-pick and dance into your weekend and keep that same jig going till the work week, sign up for whatever that thing was.
News, what do you call it?
I don't even remember already.
Something
some news. Life's riddles. Put a little rhyme to your reason. I do. That's why I'm launching Lyrics of Living. It's a
Lyrics of Living. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It's the last day of 2024.
The
Big
99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All people who are new to town, this is what you have to do at Riverfront Park. And the text line can back me up on this.
Okay.
You got to do the gondola ride at some point. If you're going to do Riverfront Park, you do a little bit of the trail, Centennial Trail.
Kevin James.
Feed the goat. You ride the carousel. You bathe in the fountain.
On
the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Susan has texted in. She said that she's going to spend her New Year's taking senior citizens at the boundary to the Boundary County Museum in Bonner's Ferry. But it's not going to be like a late night party. They're going to do that at 10 o'clock this morning.
So a New Year's. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
New Year's. It's still New Year's Eve day. It's just not New Year's Eve Eve, right? It's like it still counts kind of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome.
Our buddy Rick says if Steve thinking that Matthew McConaughey is not odd is like me thinking Steve is not short. Just seems ridiculous.
All right.
It is on our poll on Twitter. Is Matthew McConaughey odd? Hi, Jackie. Hi, Kim. Good morning. Appreciate you guys and happy New Year. Steve, we got this box. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Marlene from Lighthouse Foods, thank you. Extremely sweet. Not only did she send us some free coupons for some of their amazing products, Lighthouse Foods, including ranch dressing. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Looks like you got a Lighthouse mug. Even says Merry Christmas 2024. Wow.
Okay.
That's cool. Oh, it has an ornament on the back.
Nice.
Oh, I see what we did here.
An ornament on the back. What do you mean?
Yeah, like a little ornament, a little picture. Can you see it from where you're sitting?
Oh, it's a picture. Okay.
Yeah, there's a little picture, and it looks like those.
Very cool.
Man, my eyes have seen the glory. That's some of their products.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got some of their products. And then inside the mug are some red vines.
Uh-huh.
Got that. Hershey's Kisses.
Ooh.
There's also, besides the coupons, there's jerky. Look at this.
Sign me up for that.
Turkey jerky, cilantro lime. That seems spicy for you, Steve.
Maybe not. It depends
on the spice. Lightly peppered turkey stick.
Okay, I can do that.
Again, zero sugar. I'm assuming these are their products. This one is buffalo-style chicken stick. Hello.
Ooh, that actually could be good.
Oh, man. There's no could be about it.
Right, and that is good.
Classic beef. So, yeah, you've got...
Oh, classic. Okay.
You've got turkey stick, chicken stick, another turkey stick, and a beef stick.
Okay. I'll take the classic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much. Some snacks and Happy New Year. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Again, that was from Marlene. She's at Lighthouse Foods. Let's see. What does she do there? She's an HR assistant, which is probably why she listens, because she's like, you know, saying, this is what we don't do. And the receptionist up there, and I believe in Sandpoint. So, thank you. Very sweet.
Yeah, that's great.
Very generous. Now we're still waiting for some calendars.
Oh, yeah. You want people?
I just want one calendar. That's all I get.
Jay,
I
mean, I'll get you a calendar.
Really?
Sure. Well, everything's going to be closed. Yeah, so I might not be able to get it right away.
Whatever.
Well, things are open today, though, yeah?
Oh, of course they are, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian. Happy New Year to you. Appreciate it off the text line. John is going to meet family this evening for some celebrating. It's his last day of work as of noon, and then he's retired, our buddy John. Enjoy your retirement, my friend. That is fantastic. Good for you.
Very exciting.
Yeah, that's got to be cool. Also, Morgan Wallen surprise dropped a new song last night, and I don't know, it's very dark, kind of.
What, last night?
Yeah, last night it was dark, but the song is also pretty dark. I mean, do you want to hear it?
Well, now that you've said it, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to tell me something.
Or is it too much?
No, it's fine. It's a weird day. I mean, why not? And then if you can react to it on the text line, I'd be curious. It is definitely, it's a little weird. It's about a couple, like a married couple, who are drifting apart. But it is odd. It is dark. It is weird. It is Morgan Wallen dropped this last night. This might be weirder than Matthew McConaughey. Or odder than Matthew McConaughey.
Otter?
Yeah. He's an otter.